House Democrats' Women's Health Protection Act goes ultra woke. Transgender men, non-binary individuals need abortions, too. By Hannah Blow on September 24, 2021. The House passed pro-abortion Women's Health Protection Act offers a caveat for its use of the terms woman and women in the legislation. Asserting access to abortion is critical to the health of every person capable of becoming pregnant, including cisgender women, transgender men, non-binary individuals, those who identify with a different gender, and others. On Friday, the House passed the White House-backed bill, which prevents both the federal government and state governments from enacting or enforcing any law, rule, regulation, standard, or other provision having the force and effect of law that conflicts with any provision of the act. It passed 218 to 211, with all Republicans and one Democrat voting against. The constitutional rights of women are essential to the health, safety, and progress of our nation, the White House said in a statement in support of the measure. Our daughters and granddaughters deserve the same rights that their mothers and grandmothers fought for and won, and that a clear majority of the American people support. We will not allow this country to go backwards on women's equality, it added. The bill pays homage to the radical left's determination to erase the fundamental concept of biological sex, offering a paragraph devoted to explaining its use of the words woman and women. The bill states that abortions are critical to the health of every person capable of becoming pregnant. Biologically, only females can become pregnant. However, the bill adds that it is intended to protect all people with the capacity for pregnancy, including transgender men, non-binary individuals, those who identify with a different gender, and others. It reads, "The terms woman and women are used in this bill to reflect the identity of the majority of people targeted and affected by restrictions on abortion services, and to address squarely the targeted 10 restrictions on abortion, which are rooted in misogyny. However, access to abortion services is critical to the health of every person capable of becoming pregnant. This act is intended to protect all people with the capacity for pregnancy, cisgender women, transgender men, non-binary individuals, those who identify with a different gender, and others, who are unjustly harmed by restrictions on abortion services." Additionally, the bill deems abortion-specific restrictions as a tool of gender oppression, as they target healthcare services that are used primarily by women. These paternalistic restrictions rely on and reinforce harmful stereotypes about gender roles, women's decision-making, and women's need for protection instead of support, undermining their ability to control their own lives and well-being, it states. These restrictions harm the basic autonomy, dignity, and equality of women, and their ability to participate in the social and economic life of the nation, it adds. This is far from the first time Democrat politicians have moved to satisfy the far-left LGBT activists. In January, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Rules Committee Chairman James McGovern, DMA, unveiled the rules for the 117th Congress, removing basic gender terms in favor of a more inclusive approach. In Clause 8c, 3, of Rule 23, gendered terms, such as father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, first cousin, nephew, niece, husband, wife, father-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, stepfather, stepmother, stepson, stepdaughter, stepbrother, stepsister, half-brother, half-sister, grandson, or granddaughter will be removed. In their place, terms such as parent, child, sibling, parent-sibling, first cousin, sibling's child, spouse, parent-in-law, child-in-law, sibling-in-law, step-parent, stepchild, step-sibling, half-sibling, or grandchild will be used instead. Notably, over the summer, the Biden administration's 2022 fiscal year budget request used the phrase birthing people instead of mothers.